Witnesses testifying before the Senate State Affairs Committee in favor of death penalty repeal invoked religion to argue for forgiveness rather than retribution. But emotional testimony from Art Rush called for compassion for jurors and others involved in making the decision to put another person to death. Rush is a retired circuit court judge who oversaw the second trial of Donald Mohler. He says during that trial, one juror had a breakdown after hearing testimony and seeing photographs from the rape and murder of a 9-year-old girl. After the trial, Rush says he followed up with jurors and learned that some of them suffered nightmares and changes in personality.
I really questioned at that point whether we have the right to ask that of our citizens.
More insider testimony came from another bill supporter, Frank Thompson, a retired warden from outside the state. He testified that prisons can use practices other than death to ensure personnel safety.
Sound protocols, adequate facilities, adequate staffing patterns so that you can watch inmate movements, programs to address criminogenic factors like alcohol and drug and mental health, that creates a safer institution.
But bill opponents say otherwise. Minnehaha County State's Attorney Aaron McGowan prosecuted James McVeigh, who hanged himself in prison after being sentenced to death. McGowan says McVeigh was on a killing spree and intended to continue it.
We need to protect inmates, corrections officers, and volunteers at the penitentiary from this kind of evil.
Another prosecutor agrees. Pennington County State's Attorney Mark Vargo says although capital punishment might not have a great deterrent effect on the general public, it does work in prison.
Adequate staffing is important. Protocols are important. But if you ask most wardens, I think they would say they would also like the availability of some sanction for those who might otherwise have nothing to lose by killing within the prison walls.
Other bill opponents say the bill, if it had become law, might have caused extended appeals from 3 inmates currently on death row. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.